When Australia's icebreaker, the Aurora Australis, sets sail for Antarctica today, there'll be an unusual passenger on board. Composer Gordon Hamilton will be among the scientists travelling to Casey Station, and his task is to write a symphony to celebrate the ship and the icy continent, as Felicity Ogilvie reports from Hobart.
Composer and conductor Gordon Hamilton is used to having a group of musicians perform pieces such as this one called Who Are We, performed by the Australian Voices Choir. But for the next month, he'll be a solo artist on board the icebreaker Aurora Australis as it sails the rough seas of the Southern Ocean to Antarctica.
Really what I want to do is just soak up the atmosphere of the ship and life at the station and around and respond to it in music.
At the end of the one-month journey, he plans to have written a symphony.
I'm taking my miniature keyboard, and it's like just a two-octave mini MIDI keyboard, which I plug into my laptop, and I can play that. But really, I compose normally sort of out of my imagination onto my software, and the software gives an indication of how it will sound. I mean, I can also hear it more or less in my head.
The Newcastle-born and now Brisbane-based composer has an eclectic style.
Most of what I've done so far is kind of to do with bringing together different things that don't necessarily belong together. So I wrote this piece for beatboxer and orchestra with Tom Thumb. That was really fun. I did another show with my choir, the Australian Voices, with all prime ministerial speeches set to music.
I will not be lectured about sexism and misogyny by this man.
Soon he'll be seeking inspiration from the ice and ocean.
I do think I'll be using field recordings in the piece. So imagine this, you're in a concert hall listening to an orchestra and they're playing music about Antarctica, but then out of the speakers will come sounds from Antarctica. And these recordings will be almost like a soloist in an opera or a song with the orchestra interacting with them musically.
He could be in for a wild ride. The Aurora Australis is nicknamed the Orange Roughie because the ship is bright orange and rocks around in the massive seas of the Southern Ocean. The operations manager of the Australian Antarctic Division, Rob Clifton, has made the journey many times.
And I think getting into pack ice is pretty amazing. So it's such an interesting medium that it's the ocean frozen. There are seals and penguins on top of it. There might be whales feeding along the ice edge as the vessel cracks its way through the ice.
The wildlife will be music to Gordon Hamilton's ears.
Obviously, bird calls are very musical. And the sound of ice breaking, I think, could be very musical.
And what do you think that will do for the audience as you present a piece that celebrates this ship?
The Aurora Australis and Antarctica in general is something that is really alive in the imagination of most Australians. I was actually there with my dad at the launch of the Aurora Australis in Newcastle. And we got splashed by the wave. And so I would like people to just feel that they're connected to Antarctica and feel connected to the ship.
This will be one of the last voyages of the Aurora Australis before it's replaced by Australia's new icebreaker. While the future of the research and supply ship isn't clear, Gordon Hamilton's yet-to-be-composed Aurora Symphony has a clear future. It'll be performed next year by the Tasmanian Symphony Orchestra, the Melbourne Symphony Orchestra and the London Mozart Players.
I'm looking forward to hearing that icy symphony, Felicity Ogilvie reporting there.